Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S. Nicole Sellers is a 41-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder at work on 11-16-21. Apparently, she was pulling down a pallet and did not feel any pain at first. Apparently, later her shoulder felt weird. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did accept one cortisone injection and a course of physical therapy but no surgery. Apparently, she has completed her course of active treatment. Apparently, paragraph. Per the medical records supplied, Ms. Sellers was seen at Virtua Emergency Room on 5-2-22. Apparently, this is obviously well after the subject event. Period. She did undergo x-rays of the shoulder that showed no acute fracture or dislocation. Period. She was treated and released on cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen. Period. Paragraph on 5-25-21, she was seen at Concentra with no specific injury but had pain in the right thumb radiating to the wrist. Period. They noted she had been out of work on leave for the past 3 months and returned to work on 5-23-21. Period. She noted pain during her shift along the back of her thumb to her wrist. Period. It began without any known injury, but was thought to be the result of repetitive activity. Period. She did have x-rays of the right wrist and was rendered a diagnosis of radial styla tenosynovitis. Period. She was initiated on ibuprofen. Period. She continued to be seen by Concentra over the next several weeks through 6-16-21. Period. At that juncture, her wrist was doing fine and she did not have any pain. Period. She was then discharged from care to regular duty. Period. New paragraph on 5-9-22, she underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. This pertained to the subject event of 11-16-21. Period. He noted after a short course of treatment with Concentra, she improved with medication and therapy. Period. She then was able to get back to work. Period. However, she had a flare-up of her shoulder pain and a cortisone injection as well as therapy. Period. She was again cleared back to work full duty and discharged from care at Concentra on 2-22-22. Period. Ms. Sellers then related she had a repeat flare-up of her shoulder pain, but that did not have new injuries. Period. She went to the emergency room on 5-2-22. I was given Motrin and a muscle relaxer. Apparently, she stopped working on 4-26-22 and started using her personal time out. Period. Dr. Lipschultz referenced an MRI of the right shoulder done 1-6-22. Period. It revealed degenerative changes at the AC joint. Period. There was evidence of rotator cuff tendonitis without significant tearing. Period. There was no evidence of labral tearing. Period. He thought she was symptomatic from a right shoulder impingement syndrome. Period. He felt further treatment is indicated and related to this incident. pretty typically would recommend a second corticosteroid injection with an anti-inflammatory, oral anti-inflammatory, as well as additional therapy. Pretty thought he was capable of working restricted duty. Period. She also evidently was seen by Dr. Lipschultz again on 8/18/22, according to a workers' compensation status report. This cleared her to return to work regular duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Active right shoulder adduction was initially to 10 degrees with tenderness. When distracted, she had a full range of motion of the right shoulder, including adduction without signs of tenderness. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 11/16/21, Nicole Sellers felt pain in her right shoulder after a work task. Period. She was seen at Concentra and responded well to conservative care. Period. At one point, she was discharged back to full duty. Period. Shortly thereafter, she complained of a flare-up of her shoulder pain. Period. She sought treatment at the emergency room and also at Concentra once again. Period. She did undergo an MRI of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. She had an evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz on 5/9/22, who recommended further treatment. Period. On 8/18/22, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current clinical exam found it to be variable, but ultimately full range of motion about the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Prerogative maneuvers there were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. She had good strength and sensation. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. Ms. Sellers' right shoulder symptoms did not result in any substantive internal derangement. Period. She has been able to return to the workforce. Period. And that is the same.